Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 20, 2024, taken from John Chapter 8, verses 31 to 42. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you're trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." He answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I'm here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. Jesus has pointed out the irony that the Jews were claiming to be the descendants or children of Abraham. Because in the first place, if they were really children of Abraham, they would be doing the works of Abraham. And if they were really children of Abraham, and therefore they were really free, then why were they enslaved to sin? Because they did not remain in his word. And the word, according to Jesus, makes one know the truth, which will set a person free. Abraham was the father of faith, and the work of Abraham was precisely having to believe in the Lamb that God has sent, instead of trusting in his human capabilities, instead of offering Isaac his son by blood. He offered the Lamb whose blood became the ransom of many. Abraham accepted and listened to the truth. He obeyed and walked with God, despite the impossibility of his situation of old age and being barren. He remained in the Word of God. He followed the truth, and the truth, in faith, has set him free. This is the exact opposite of what the Jews were claiming. Finally, Jesus told them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but He sent me."
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.